pod it off.
Oh, that's the snap bang then.
Okay. Okay, you take the tops off of turnips and cook them, and you make a mess of
salad.
Okay.
Salad greens. That's what there's a field over here, 2 acres of greens right across on here. We've been going, I never have one, but the neighbors have picked me some, and they'll cook it and wash it.
Yeah.
A lot of them been getting it wet and putting their freezer. But I'd like to have a little more of it really been put in the freezer, but I just need to ask them to see what I've had. I've got a little bit here myself, but I got through the winter and I picked off it. I can get a little mess once a week off of it, but it's running that sweet now.
Yeah.
That is all that. Well, I hit that high some of it over there now. They sowed it in the clover to protect the clover and dry weather. And they went in our last fall and picked it this night in the morning and it went through the winter. You see the car that's at Manor all the time, somebody all over that field a lot, but since the ground's been so wet, it's muddy and they've not been in there so much, I guess it's dropping his clover down.
Yeah. You wanted to go in and buy some lettuce. You might say if you wanted two, you might ask for two
lettuce.
Yeah. Would you say head?
Well, I just say I wanted a couple of heads.
Okay. Would you ever talk about heads of children? I mean, talk about, say you had two boys and three girls. Would you ever say you've got five head of children?
Well, I guess I did say I had five children. I just say so many boys and so many girls.
Yeah. What about the word tassel?
Tassel.
Tassel. Would you ever say you had a tassel of children?
Yeah, corn has a tassel on it. Popcorn does. Several things have a tassel on it.
Okay.
And the bees works on it, gets honey off of the tassel.
What about the outside part of an ear of corn?
Well, it has a husk on it, and you have to husk it when it's roasting ear. You have to pull the husk off it when it's green and have roasting ear, like I had for supper.
Okay.
And then when it gets dry, they shuck the husk is dry, and they shuck it and seal it up then for sage.
Okay, what about mutton corn? Have you ever heard of that?
What?
Mutton corn?
No, I don't believe I ever did.
Okay, on the ear of corn, the thread that you have the, that stringy stuff that you have to take off.
Oh, that's the silk on the corn.
Okay.
The silk comes out in the end of it. Sometimes there's a worm will get in that silk and eat your corn. Those near you have to scrape on. That worm will just eat it up.
This is a large, round fruit. It's yellow.
Pumpkin, squash.
Okay.
Pumpkin, I guess.
Okay. And what other kind of melons are there?
Well, there's all kinds of watermelons. They grow as big as I can wish on. There's a lot of watermelons in Georgia. We get watermelons from Georgia before we ever think of having watermelons here. They come in here, truckloads of watermelons.
Yeah. What about a kind of melon that has yellow meat in it?
That's rush melon. They're good too. They bring them in here and sell them.
Okay. Now this is a...
But they bring a lot of peaches from Florida here in the south.